My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Talking a ton of Kings today following their 109-107 win against the Magic in Orlando on Saturday. They are in action again tonight at Golden 1 Center against the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll get some keys to a Kings victory coming up in a bit, but we were talking about Mike Brown in the last segment and the fact that the Kings on Saturday recorded their 41st win. It'll be their second time, assuming they win one of their final 12 games. I think they will. I'm confident. I'm confident they can go 1-11 minimum. Assuming they win one of those games, they'll be above 500 for back-to-back seasons for the first time since 2005 and 2006, the seasons that ended in those years, which is nuts. And it's important to kind of, I think, zoom out a little bit. I know it's hard to do in the heat of a season, in the heat of a playoff race where the Kings are trying to get a 6 seed, maybe the 4 seed. They're trying to track down the Clippers and the Pacific. There's all this stuff going on, and all that stuff matters, and we will continue to cover that very closely. But I think it's worth kind of zooming out too, because we've done quite. I shouldn't say we. You don't complain. I complain. I've done a lot of complaining this year about the Kings, just because it felt like 48 wins again would be like. Like, that's kind of that's kind of a bummer. And I think in the scope of, yeah, hey, if everything goes right and everybody improves and everything's great and the Chris Duarte signing works and Keegan Murray makes a leap, like, yeah, 55 wins might have been on the table. But also that was going to take a lot. And in reality, backing up a 48-win season with another, let's just say they go 48-34 again, backing up another 48-win season with a 48-win season for the Sacramento Kings is like, that's a huge deal. And yeah, there would be improvements to make and you got to get better. And I understand all that. And I'm with you. I rock with that. But at the same time, I think it's worth recognizing that the Kings are in a very good spot with an upward trajectory for the first time in forever. It's important to not lose sight of that.
No, I totally agree with that. And, you know, again, Mike Brown is the 9th head coach that I've covered in my 14 years in Sacramento. My 14 years covering the team.
Mm-hmm.
9. And like for somebody to walk in the door, take a team that was totally incomplete, that hadn't won the year before, to have them go out and bring in Malik Monk, who, like, for what Malik Monk has become, Malik Monk was not that when he got here. To bring in a guy like Kevin Huerter, to bring along a draft pick like Keegan Murray last year, to have all of these pieces thrown in the pot in one season. Even Trey Lyles had come over at the trade deadline the year before, right? So you basically, Mike Brown inherited a team that was pretty much just 3 players that had played the year together the year before. And Fox, Barnes, and Davion Mitchell. And Mitchell was a rookie. You put all those pieces together and you go into a year with a bunch of new players, Sabonis, Lyles, you know, Huerter, Monk, and Murray. That's your rotation. Those eight players are basically your rotation. To walk into that year and post the highest offensive rating in the history of the NBA is absolutely bonkers.
Yep.
To jump from, like, what was it, 31 wins to 48?
30
to 48. 18 win jump. That is bonkers.
Without adding, like, a superstar.
Yeah.
In that, I guess they traded for Sabonis in the middle of the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was largely, like, the way they finished the 21-22 season didn't give ideas of, oh, hey, this team might push 50 wins next year.
No. It made you think, okay, they might have a chance to make it to 500.
Yeah, no doubt. It was like, they might have a shot. They could like, maybe be a play-in team and maybe fight for that last playoff spot.
Yeah.
And they go 48 wins and they finish as the number three seed and they are a broken finger away from winning a playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it's enormous. It's such a massive jump. And like I said, I understand. I don't want this to come off like if you're frustrated with how this year has gone that you're wrong. Like, I understand there's reasons to be frustrated in the scope of this year, but I think it's also it's important to kind of zoom out and go, man, this team's in a good spot, and I'm trying to not be scarred by moves of Kings past. Where somebody in the building goes, yeah, hey, 48 wins again, that's nice, but we need to do better, so let's blow this up, see ya.
Yeah.
Where a bunch of major changes get made, whether it's to the roster, the coaching staff, or the front office, or whatever. I just, that as great as this run has been, and we're talking about the Kings in a playoff context, and not like, hey, who watched a tournament? Who should they draft? Like, that's really nice. But I can't get that thought out of the back of my head of like, man, I really hope they don't mess this up. Ride.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, don't mess it up. Hey, look, I think that what we're looking at right now is what Mike Brown has been talking about the whole season. We cannot walk into a playoff series and try to get better defensively in a playoff series like we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're horrible defensively all year long. We get to the playoffs against the Warriors, and now we got to learn how to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
We have to establish a culture that we can play defense. And yes. What he's done the last 27 games of the season after the break, whatever that is, it has been nothing. Like, his goal is to get them to playoff defense now. Mm-hmm. So that's who they are when they get to the playoffs. So we don't have this whole thing where it's like, man, a guy ran out of gas because he had to play defense. No, you need to learn how to play defense in game 64 and how to play offense still in game 64, not in game 83, 84, 85, 86.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big. And so we'll see how it works in the playoffs. I don't know what to expect from this team. If they make the playoffs, like they could have a couple more slip ups and they could be in a play in and they could not make it. But at the same time, even if that were the case, like, stay the course. Like, don't be foolish.
Yeah.
Like, I swear the biggest fear for me is always will you not have learned from what you've done in the past?
Right.
You know, it's like the basics of history, you know?
This isn't apples to apples, but follow my cross-sport metaphor here. It reminds me a little bit of, there's two ways to do this with the 49ers. I think you can look at them for recent history of this. You have the Jim Harbaugh run, where 2011, 12, 13, they go NFC title game, Super Bowl, NFC title game. They end each year with a loss. 2014, there's dissension between the owner and the head coach. They go, I think they went 8-8. I think they beat the Cardinals in week 17 that year to go 8-8. And then they punt the head coach. And then it's a disastrous Jim Tom Sula year. It's a disastrous Chip Kelly year. They bring in Kyle Shanahan and they say, hey, we're riding this thing.
Yep.
We're going to let 17 bad year, 18 bad year, up 19 Super Bowl. And they've been in the mix every year since. Because they wrote it out.
Stability means everything.
It's, man. Dude, it is so important. Can you imagine after 21 when they lost the NFC title game? If Jed York had been like, oh, well, this is well short. We're supposed to hang Super Bowl banners here, not division banners. Get them out.
Yeah.
That's nuts. That's crazy.
Man, I just tell you, just breaking it down year by year, there's so many times where the Kings could have snapped their playoff streak. Like, again, what did they miss the playoffs under Luke Walton? They missed the playoffs by two games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a year that instead of bringing back Bogdan Bogdanovic, your starting shooting guard, you let him walk and you signed Glenn Robinson III and Hassan Whiteside as your only two additions.
Crazy.
The trade deadline comes and goes and you don't do anything major that would change the trajectory of your team.
Mm-hmm.
All it took was one player could have easily equaled two wins to match to get you into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that fully matters, but again, go back to the Michael Malone era.
Mm-hmm.
Like if DeMarcus Cousins doesn't get viral meningitis, the Kings likely make the playoffs. Like the game of basketball is like the game of football in that it's inches.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a game of inches, but it's in a different way. Like the mistakes that you make one year can cast doubt on three or four.
Yeah.
And so for me, just stay the course, figure this thing out, support. Find the right pieces to go with these players that you understand aren't the right pieces now. And yeah, maybe Kevin Huerter just threw a wrench in all of that with a shoulder injury. That very well could be.
Right, but as a front office, you have to adjust to that.
Yeah.
And as a team, you adjust to that.
Yeah.
You don't go, get rid of the coach. Get rid of the coaching staff.
Well, that didn't
get rid of these players now.
Shout out to Mike Brown. Shout out to Dutch Gately and their
great Dutch
their development
Gately.
Staff.
Yeah.
Shout out to those guys who have helped an undrafted free agent become your starting shooting guard in a playoff run.
And a potential, game-changing player.
Defensive stopper.
Yes.
Who knew that, somebody had an inkling.
Yeah.
But what they've done to bring him along and to help him become this player, spectacular.
Yeah.
And that's what, it's part of the whole package.
Yep.
It's not one guy that developed Keon Ellis. It's everybody instilling faith in Keon Ellis, bringing him along. He easily could have been with the Stockton Kings all season long, and he wasn't. He's been with the parent team the whole year.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.